We're up to Sin Shin Mem Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing today. Now, although we are in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber is going through the halachas of a katan with regard to Kol HaTorah Kula, really. Says the Mechaber, katan ochel nevelis. A katan who is eating nevela, he's eating treif, ain beizdin mitzuvin lahafrisho. There is no chiyah for beizdin, that means anybody other than his father, to stop him from eating nevela. But the father has a chiyuv to stop him, and the Rama adds to that from an Yisur Daraisa. So first of all, this is Hilchos Shabbos, and obviously we're not referring to Nevela only. This refers to all Averis that a child may be doing, including Hilchos Shabbos. Now this is all talking about where the child is not doing this for a gadol, because any gadol has to stop a child from being Machal Shabbos for him. Now, with regard to the father, why is it that the father does ask Evi Mafreshim? This is included in the mitzvah of Chinuch. If you have to teach him to do things, certainly you have to stop him from doing things that are wrong. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a day that the mother is included in the mitzvah of Chinuch, and others say no. The technical mitzvah of Chinuch is only incumbent upon the father. So the Rama says, Dafka and Issa Daraisa. So the truth is that even in a Durabbanon, the halacha is the father has to stop him. But Beis Din will not go and force the father to stop him. That means a father that is not stopping his son from doing Averis, Beis Din has a responsibility of getting the father to stop. Whereas if all the father is doing is tolerating Durabbanons, Beis Din does not have to interfere. The Gra writes that pshat in this Rama is that there are some drabanans that they never made bichlal. For example, rechitza v'sicha on Yom Kippur, they never made that as an isser altogether for a katan. The Mishnah Berurah here concludes that there's a mitzvah to stop your kids from speaking lashon hara. There's a mitzvah to stop your kids from arguing, from machlokis, from lying, from cursing, from klolis. And the Chavetz Chaim says the whole idea of chinuch is gam ki yaskin li yosu mimeno, in order that when he be an adult, he will be used to keeping mitzvahs. So he says that if kids grow up speaking lashon hara, it's very difficult when they realize as adults that it's usur to change their habits. Now the sheer chinuch on a mitzvah asay, the halacha is every single mitzvah depending on what the mitzvah is. So for example, the mitzvahs of kiddush v'havdalah. According to the Mishnah Berurah, as soon as the child understands that there's this Inyan of Shabbos that's a special day, the halacha is that he's chayv in Kiddush v'Havdalah. If he knows the Inyan Shabbos, that's his lashon. Which means that if you're talking about the summer where Havdalah is very late, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the child has to be up for Havdalah as soon as he understands the Inyan of Shabbos, or at least make his own Havdalah on Sunday morning. This is all lefi the Mishnah Berurah. A child that is capable of dressing himself is chayiv betzitzis. The minig is to wait until the toilet train. But al pidin, a child is chayiv betzitzis as soon as he can dress himself. Now these are all in mitzvah saseh. In mitzvah lo saseh, the chiyuv is as soon as he's old enough to accept discipline. Meaning as soon as he's old enough to understand that when you say no, you mean no, at that point, there's a chiyuv of chinuch on the father, amitzis lo saseh. Before that point, there's no chiyuv to stop him from doing anything. Says the Mechaber now, ulahachilo biyadayim osur. To actually feed him isur is osur for anybody. Afilu dvarim shasurim medivrei sofrim. Even something that's only osur midrabana. Now, based on that, the halacha is it is usur to take a child into a child who is a kohen, the son of a kohen, is usur to take him into a bayis sheyesh sham meis. You're not also this isur of giving him food, which we learn out of Baltachil. It's the lav of Baltachil, which is mentioned with regard to shrotzim. It's mentioned with regard to dam, and it's mentioned with regard to tumas kohanim. The Torah says lo sochal, and it is extra. Chazal darshan bal tachil, do not feed. Therefore, it is also for any person to feed any child who, even though he's not a bar havani, doesn't understand the thing. So you're not allowed to feed anyone else's child tray food, even if the child is a newborn. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to take a kohen into a house of a mace. The shaila is, what is the din of the wife of a kohen who is pregnant? Can she walk into an ohel mace? So the halacha is that she is allowed to. Number one, we're not sure if she has a zohar or a nekeva. Even if it's a zohar, we don't know that it's a bar kayama. Therefore, it's a svek sveka, and it is mutter. The poskim discuss what the halacha is. If a sonogram was done and one knows that the child is a zohar, if there'd be more reason to be machmir that the mother should not walk into an ohel mace, which would mean not going into a funeral chapel, or also in choosing a hospital where there's no real chash tumas kohanim, if she has that option. Obviously, if there is no such option, she's got to give birth. Now, by the way, the poskim talk about the fact that this iser is only when she's about to give birth. While the child is still inside her, we paskin that it has a din of like tuma blua, which is that there's no kabbalah's tuma on what's inside her. So the only issue really is for this pregnant kohenes to walk in when she's about to give birth. So the real issue is the hospital. Now, this iser of being machil biyadayim, that is also for everybody, no Jew was allowed to feed even the youngest Jewish child, iser. The halacha is that also goes for getting him to do any other iser. We just saw the halacha with regard to tumas kohen. To get him to go ahead and do an iser malacha on Shabbos would also be aser. With regard to macholas asuris, you're not allowed to give him macholas asuris to play with because he may eat it. Asking a non-Jew to feed a child iser is also aser midrabanan. So the halacha there is that it's mutar b'makom choli. Therefore, a child who's a chole she'ein bo sakana, that is told that he's got to eat some kind of formula that's treif, the halacha is that you can only have a non-Jew feed it to him. A Yisrael cannot feed it to him. Unless, obviously, it's a sakanas nefashis. Now, this halacha, that there's an iser bal tachil, even on a derabanan, is according to the Mechaber and many other Rishonim. However, the Rashba and the Ran hold that if it's for the sake of the child, then if it's an iser derabanan, you're allowed to give it to him. You're allowed to feed a child isurim derabanan. Now, the Mechaber does not paskin this way. However, Bir halacha brings a tshuvas from Kiva Eger, who seems to be relying on it. The question is, a father who needs a machzer in shul on Shabbos, so yonder that's chal on Shabbos, so he wants his child to carry it in a karmelis, a place where the iser to carry is an iser drabanan. So the Rabbi Kiveger wanted to, the shul wanted to be rely on the Ran and the Rashba and allow one to feed the child iser, meaning to tell him to carry it for his tzorach. Says Rabbi Kiveger, this is not his tzorach, it's for the sake of the father. But he gives a different etzi. He says, let the child carry it for himself, let him use it, and when he's done, let him give it to the father. So we see clearly that Rabbi Kiveh Eger is allowing you in a derabanan to rely on the Rashba and the Ran. So in this derabanan, the makom tzorach, for the sake of the child, there is what to rely on. Says the Rama, now v'yashomrim, hagal v'yashomrim. Yeah, the Mechaber said, v'chein also l'hargilo b'chil Shabbos l'moed v'afilo b'dvarim shem yishum shvus. There's a baltachol of getting him to break Shabbos. Hagav yeshomrim d'chol zebekot in the lohi gil l'chinach. Aval hi gil l'chinach tzrichim l'hafrisho. There's a day that the Gemara tells us, katan ochol neveles ein bezn metzuvim l'hafrisho, was a katan who was lohi gil l'chinach. But if it's hi gil l'chinach, then you have to imafrish him. The chayodim is choshish for this in an isur d'oraisa. Whereas v'yeshomrim d'lo shayach chinach lebezn el la'av bilvad, there are those who disagree and say that bezn doesn't have to get involved even when he knows what's doing, even when he's higiyah l'chinuch. This is the same shita that we had before. This is not a new shita. Says the Ramon now, v'kotn shehike es oviv o over shar averis v'katnuso, a child that hit a father and actually caused the wound, or did any other vera when he was a child, even though there's no onshim when he gets older, tovlo shi'akabalatz when he's a davar l'tshuva l'kapara, Afal pi sha'over kodem shenasa bar onshin. You wait, and when he becomes older, it is the right thing for him to do tshuva on things that he did even as a child. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a child that steals or is mazik, Bezin should give, should go and punish him so that he should not get used to doing this. In other words, as part of the way we protect society. The truth is, in all of Bein Adam L'Chavero, the Chavetz Chaim says that Bezin should see to it to punish the child, because otherwise he'll be a menace to society. But he does not have to pay, except Lefnim Mishur Zadin, there's an Indian of him paying back.